The use of urgent care clinics to treat fevers, coughs, and other common ailments continues to rise, but very few of those clinics offer help with addiction, depression, or anxiety, even though demand for such care is high. But now, Brigham and Women's Hospital is testing that idea. WBUR's Martha Biebinger pays a visit.
The sleepless nights and dull, meaningless days began last summer. Grace, who asks that we just use her middle name, says she stopped taking a medication for depression and anxiety because it wasn't helping. Lately, Grace tells a doctor she struggles to get through each day.
If I had to do it over again, I probably wouldn't be here. If I weren't born, I wouldn't care. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Any thoughts of wanting to harm someone else?
Dr. David Kroll, a psychiatrist at Brigham and Women's, asks Grace deeply personal, sometimes painful questions, although they've just met. Grace has a regular psychiatrist, but even during one of her lowest periods, Grace could not get in.
A couple months ago, I tried to book an appointment, and I was given a date in June. I've had it.
That is not unusual, unfortunately.
Long waits for appointments is one of the main reasons Kroll opened this unusual walk-in psychiatry clinic, where he sees Brigham patients one afternoon a week. Dr. Kroll says it is hard for psychiatrists to squeeze patients in. Primary care doctors and some specialists work more in teams that may include a nurse practitioner and medical assistants.
Whereas in a typical psychiatry practice, it's really just the lone provider, with the expectation that every time you come in, it's going to be a really thorough, in-depth evaluation of all the different aspects that are going into your life.
Kroll says building the traditional, in-depth relationship with a mental health patient is important, but that model limits the number of patients a psychiatrist can see. Kroll is testing the idea that a quick visit is better than nothing.
Sometimes you just need a quick look to see if there's something that can be done in the moment that might get you back on track for your care.
Grace tells Kroll she sees a counselor, attends some groups, and exercises, but can't seem to find a medication that helps.
In addition to Zoloft, I have Lexapro and Paxil being the two antidepressants you've tried.
And Concerta.
And lithium.
Kroll scans the list, reviewing doses, asking what's worked or not and why.
And brexpiprazole. Okay.
I think those are about it.
Okay.
I don't necessarily remember what I felt like on them. I guess I switched off them because they weren't working, but I don't remember why.
And therein lies one of the worries about urgent care style psychiatry. Kroll can review Grace's medical record because she's a Brigham patient. But what if he didn't know what medicine Grace had tried or what pills she still had in the medicine cabinet?
I think it's a setup for long-term confusion and bad care with errors in it.
Dr. Joseph Parks is medical director of the National Council for Behavioral Health, representing 3,000 mental health and addiction treatment programs. Park says connecting urgent and routine care is something walk-in psych clinics will figure out as interest grows. Terry Brister, with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, says the U.S. needs more urgent mental health care now.
The more people who are asking questions and trying to assess what's going on with someone's mental health situation, the better. You can't have that available in too many settings.
Ann says, Brister, when mental health care is available on demand, as it is for the flu or a sore throat, fewer patients will end up in emergency rooms, hospitals, or a jail. Among the explosion of urgent care style clinics in Massachusetts, there are just a handful that offer mental health care. Donna Marsh, president of the Massachusetts Association for Mental Health, says the reason is money. Having a psychiatrist waiting around to see patients is expensive.
You can't plan for the emergence of the urgent thing, right? So people have to have staff there whether somebody shows up at that day or that hour or not.
Marsh is developing a model for on-demand mental health care for children, particularly those with autism. A recent report from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts says the state and private insurers need to find a way to fund walk-in psych care.
So I'm going to send the two medications, the doxepin and the fluoxetine, all right?
At the Brigham, Dr. Kroll suggests Grace try two new medications and review them with her regular psychiatrist when she can get an appointment.
Excellent. Well, you've been so helpful. I really, and very thorough.
Good.
My goodness. For just seeing me on the quick.
Kroll has called in a colleague to help handle patients today. By October, the Brigham plans to expand the clinic from 1 to 3 or 4 afternoons a week. Kroll says the early numbers show that psych urgent care will pay for itself because demand is high. He's already seeing repeat patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.